This is Dr. Tiglam. Please address this to Dr. Alan Dory, Doctor of Chiropractor, 1633 South Wayne Road, Westland, Michigan. Patient's name is Gloria Moore, M-O-R-E, Gloria G-L-O-R-I-A. The chief complaint is severe lower back pain, also pain in both legs, period. It's your chief complaint. The patient is 64 years old, African-American female, I should say, very pleasant African-American female who presented to this clinic with complaints of severe lower back pain and leg pain as a result of a motor vehicle accident that she was involved on November 18, 2012 period. According to the patient, she was the driver of Trailblazer 2003. The stop sign, as a stoplight, the patient was rear-ended by a van, period. The patient does not recall whether her car has an airbag or not, but there was no airbag that was deployed, period. The patient did not go to the hospital right away, but the following day she was having severe pain in her lower back, and therefore she did go to Henry Ford Hospital at the Boulevard, where she was evaluated, x-rays were performed, and she was given pain medication, and she was discharged, period. Patient tells me that since then she has been coming to the pain clinic here at Great Lakes Pain and Injury Center and has been undergoing chiropractic treatment, period. The chiropractic treatment has been helpful, but she still is having severe pain in her lower back, period. The patient denies having any back problems prior to this accident, period. She does use a cane to walk and has been using a cane to walk for a long time now, period. Otherwise, she does not have any history of back problems, period. She does admit that she has a history of heart problem for which the patient has undergone heart surgery, period. Her past medical histories are hypertension and also heart surgeries or coronary artery disease, period. Surgical histories are heart surgeries, allergies are none. Medication she's taking are Lopressor, Aspirin, Lasix, Colace, Plavix, and Lisinopril, period. Social history, patient denies alcohol, tobacco, drugs, fear, review system, patient denies fever, stress, abdominal, nausea, vomiting, headache, chest pain, irregular heartbeat palpitation, period. Physical examination, review of patient list and chemistry. She's afebrile, vital signs sustained, medical stable. She's walking in support of a cane, period. Her gait is somewhat unstable, period. Her balance is poor, period. Romberg test was positive, period. Range of motion on the neck is fairly normal. There is no significant restrictions of motion on the cervical spine, but she does have tightness of the shoulders bilaterally, period. In the lumbar examination, the patient is found to have significant limitation on lumbar flexions, extension, side bending, rotation, period. Her lumbar flexions were limited to 40 degrees, extension limited to 20 degrees, side bending to right and left 15 degrees, rotation to right and left 15 degrees, period. Her pain in the lumbar spine worsened with an extension of the lumbar spine, period. Straight leg raises very cubical, but the patient is having significant weakness with hip flexors and extensors, period. She was having difficulties of standing from a sitting position. She was rocking herself as she was attempting to get off the sitting position, period. Otherwise, there is no significant neurological deficits or changes, period. I do not notice any significant neurological abnormalities, period. Her speech is normal. Her communication skills are good, period. She does have significant pain with palpation of the paraspinal muscles in the thoracic and lumbar spine, period. There's also significant tenderness in palpating the PSIS and also the iliolumbar ligaments, period. Assessment is status post-motor vehicle accident with sprain and strain of the interspinous ligament and also supraspinous ligament and the paravertebral muscle, strain of the paravertebral muscle of the lumbar spine. Number two, number three is iliolumbar ligamentous instability. Number three is sacroiliac pain syndrome. Number four is possibilities of lumbar radiculopathy. It is not ruled out since the patient is complaining of having weakness in her legs, period. My recommendation is number one, the patient should be involved in appropriate physical therapy, which has been ordered for her. Number two, MRI of the lumbar spine may be indicated. Number three, EMG nerve conduction studies will be also indicated. Period. Number four, home exercise program. Number five, the patient has been asked to bring all the medical records available. Period. She will continue her chiropractic treatment along with physical therapy. Period. Otherwise, I'll see the patient in 4 weeks for further evaluation recommendations as we continue to treat this consultation. Thank you very much.